Grand Tour Future Paths. Chapter 1. Not Just a Pretty Picture. The Importance of Art. Reading. Art can take many forms and can affect us in many ways. Whether we are looking at a painting by Pablo Picasso, listening to a sonata composed by Mozart, or experiencing a piece of contemporary art created by Mariko Mori. However, as technology develops, the role of art in modern society is increasingly being questioned. While it has been argued that governments should allocate the money spent on funding art projects to more essential services like education and healthcare, others believe that the importance of art needs to be acknowledged more. What are some of the reasons why art is thought to be so significant? Communication. As illustrated by the saying, a picture is worth a thousand words, art is an important method of communicating. Most visual art does not use words, so it is not constrained by a single language. Consequently, a wide range of feelings and messages can be expressed to people all over the world. As a result, art can serve as a bridge between cultures, educating people about diverse customs, lifestyles, and histories. It also offers a unique way of conveying complex emotions and ideas that words might not be able to fully capture. The significance of art in communication has been recognized throughout history, and in some cultures, such as ancient Greece, art was considered the only way to communicate with the gods. Education. Engaging with art also has a number of educational benefits, such as facilitating the enhancement of language and visual learning development. Exposure to art can also improve cognitive development, positively impacting math skills and other related subjects. Research has indicated that young people who regularly participate in the arts, both as creators and consumers, are 4 times more likely to be recognized for academic achievement. Society. As art can be shared by people from diverse cultures and backgrounds, it can play an invaluable role in establishing a shared identity and sense of belonging, promoting inclusion, diversity, and social well-being. Furthermore, access to art can increase reflection and debate on social, political, and cultural issues. This reflection affects people in many ways. For example, high school students in the U.S. who engaged in the arts at school were shown to be twice as likely to volunteer and also 20% more likely to vote when they become young adults. Additionally, art can be used to highlight and bring attention to a large variety of causes, and it has been used to raise awareness of autism, cancer, human trafficking, human rights, and environmental issues. Some art forms, particularly graffiti and other types of street art, seek to question and even criticize some aspects of society, which can shift the way people view important subjects. Creativity. By providing a platform to express feelings, thoughts, and identities, art allows people to explore their creative abilities. This encourages people to look beyond the basic necessities of life, such as food and water, and create art for the higher purpose of expression and meaning. Moreover, the study of art fosters a deeper understanding of creative processes and the power of creative expression. This insight enables people to approach other subject matter with an open mind. Emotions. Art evokes a range of feelings, from joy and wonder to sorrow and anger. Therefore, it can be a form of distraction and escape from people's daily routine, which can help relieve stress and anxiety, making life more manageable. Also, enabling people to see different perspectives and worldviews can help them gain a sense of fulfillment, which can have a positive effect on mental health. Art has even been used as a form of therapy. Studies suggest that participating in artistic activities can help counter depression and can increase self-esteem and confidence. The type of art does make a difference, though. In one study, a group of children who were asked to draw a house after thinking about something upsetting had greatly improved moods when compared with children who were instructed to draw the event that had upset them. Furthermore, research has found that engaging with live arts and visual arts was associated with the highest levels of well-being. This link has been shown to last a long time with people who regularly attended live art events, showing greater positive effects up to 3 years later. Economics. Art can also boost productivity. Engagement in art has been shown to help develop soft skills that make people better co-workers, such as the ability to adapt to change and collaborate with team members. Furthermore, art can create economic opportunities for artists and communities, promoting tourism and stimulating local economies. Major cities around the world, and even smaller rural communities, use museums, galleries, and art shows to attract visitors. This leads to the creation of jobs, revenue, and other areas for growth. For centuries, art has shaped and influenced society. The positive effects of art can still be seen today in a range of contexts. By promoting art, a more inclusive society can be built where everyone has the chance to appreciate the true importance of art. Summary. There are many different types of art, from paintings to music to theater performances. Many people enjoy art as a form of entertainment, but the benefits of engaging with the arts can go deeper than their just being fun. Exposure to art can help people improve communication skills, enhance educational development, bring a society closer together, boost creativity, express complex emotions, and create opportunities for economic growth. Acknowledging these positive effects and investing more time and money in art could make the lives of many people more enjoyable and fulfilling.